From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Taryn, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you?
Good, welcome to FML. Tell everyone what brings you here.
So should I attend my friend's daughter's birthday after a recent falling out?
Oh, wow. Okay, you wrote us this, Taryn. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I recently had a falling out with my group of friends, and it was quite a messy situation. None of them reached out to me, and I didn't contact them either after the incident, which happened a few months ago. However, a few days ago, one of them reached out and invited me to their daughter's first birthday party. I'm unsure about whether I should attend because she didn't even check in on me after the whole situation that unfolded with all of us. What happened?
So I actually recently got married, and they kind of felt like I didn't appreciate them enough for the help that they did for me at the time. And I don't know, we just had like a huge discussion about that. They said their side, I told them my side. But I guess we just weren't getting through to each other at the time. And we've been friends for like over 10 years now. It's not even like they're new friends or anything. So I don't even know what to do at this point.
And is this just one person or is this like a whole group of people?
So we had, the group is like six people, but there were three people that felt really unappreciative. Like they wanted me to like, I don't know, do what? Like they wanted me to maybe give them like a huge speech or something. Like I'm the bride. We have multiple events in my culture. There's so much going on in my head. And I was just trying to make them understand that, but they just weren't understanding anything.
Oh, so they felt like they were dissed because they weren't acknowledged for their contribution to your wedding.
Gotcha.
And now, do you think maybe that this invite is a way of them reaching out to you to kind of like bury the hatchet type of thing?
I have a feeling because after the invite, I was normal. I told her that I have a work event that I can try to skip for her.
Yeah.
And I can speak with my manager, and she was cool with it. And then after a little while, she asked me how I'm doing and everything.
Oh.
But I'm still, like, upset that, you know, like, she didn't try to solve anything before this whole invite.
It's difficult for people to admit when they're wrong, right? It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult for people to apologize. It's difficult for people to be the first one to reach out when there's a rift between friends. All that stuff is very hard. And so this may have been a very convenient way for her to get around having a conversation with you and maybe just mutually agreeing silently to sort of start fresh and put things behind you. But that doesn't sound like that's good enough for you. And when I say good enough, I don't mean that you're being a bully here, but I mean, you're sort of like, you're unsure of what the situation is. I would reach out to her and say, hey, listen, I would love to go to your daughter's 1 year old birthday party, which I don't know why anybody would want to attend one of those things.
Oh, wow.
But
thank God I didn't invite you to our sons when he turned one. we did it a real big.
Yeah, nobody wants to go to a kid. Family does. Family does. Uh-huh. Friends don't want to go to your kids' one birthday party.
All my
party.
Friends showed up.
Oh. but I would have a conversation with her and say, hey, listen, I would love to go. And I love that you reached out, but I think a conversation between you and I needs to happen before I sort of show up. And I need to know that we're both on the right side of the page because I really do want to continue this friendship and I miss you a lot, but we need to have a quick conversation because I don't think either one of us is going to feel entirely comfortable if we just pretend nothing is going on.
And you never know. Maybe, Taryn, maybe she does want to have that conversation with you and was planning on doing it at the birthday party, but again, not the right place, not the right time, right?
yeah.
So maybe if you're looking to mend the relationship and still be in each other's lives and it's, you know, important to you, then absolutely have the conversation before the birthday party.
Okay. I guess I'll try that draft then.
Have a conversation before you go. Have that okay. conversation before you go, okay? And we wish the best for you and your friends.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on KISS.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Fiona, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey.
All right, Fiona, what's going on with you? Why are you here?
Dogs keep peeing on my bushes.
Oh, God. How do we get here? Fiona, your order says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I planted 9 baby shrubs on my front lawn this spring, and they are so round and cute. The problem is all the neighborhood dogs love to keep peeing on them every day. We've been trying to wash off the smell and urine with the hose, but it's not enough to stop the stench. It didn't help that there was no rain for 3 weeks, and we smell it every time we open the front door. Short of yelling at the neighbors, that is, if we ever catch them in the act, how else do I stop dogs from peeing on my beloved shrubs? Wow.
I think once that stench is there, isn't it always there? Like, forever?
I think once one dog pees there, all the dogs are going to pee there.
Like, that's their spot now.
Yeah. They use it. They've used it as 9 different marking posts now.
Oh, yeah. Saturated. You're done.
You don't see each other. Yeah.
I've never tried to get, hold on, dogs to stop peeing on bushes, I guess.
Shrubs?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried, what's that stuff that they sell at, like, the camping store? Like fox pee or something like that? Can you use that? Like spray isn't that kind of stuff as a deterrent?
On top of other pee? Isn't that going to be double the pee?
I don't know. I think that you can like get yourself like a jar of moose urine or something, can't you? Doesn't that help? Or like coyote pee or something? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that stuff kind of works.
We had that problem. And then we had like an area on the corner of our driveway that the dogs always used to go and pee and poo on and stuff like that. And it was really revolting. And so we found this really beautiful, purple bush, but it's very prickly.
Okay.
Right? Like if I walk by and I'm in like jogging pants or something, it grabs onto you. Right?
Oh.
Yeah. But it doesn't hurt. It's just little prickles, right? It's very prickly, though, and it's a beautiful little shrub.
So you tell them to plant those?
So every time the dogs would come up and they'd lift their leg, right?
Oh.
And then the wind would go, and it would just a little prick to the prick.
Because you know what's going to happen? Right? They're going to just find another place in the vicinity.
They didn't.
To pee.
They didn't.
No, I'm saying in Fiona's situation.
Like, I see people putting up, like, little fences and stuff like this. I don't know. I know dogs, and dogs, like, once they find that place to pee, you know, they're just going to continue to pee there. But I think it's really up to the owners. Like, I think it's weird when you're walking down the street and you let your dog pee on someone else's hard work. Like, I think it's just so disrespectful. And I know dog owners, and they're like, oh, it's my dog and it's fine. It's just pee. What am I going to do? I got to walk the dog. I know, but like, I spent $200 on that shrub, and now I don't even want to touch it because you and your inconsiderate ass let your dog urinate on it every single day because you don't want to walk to the park.
Could you, well, I mean, depending on how far the park is.
I don't matter. Don't pee on somebody else's lawn. It's not cool.
We try to let our dogs pee on, I guess, the boulevard side, like the side that's facing the street.
But
there's a strip of grass that's
right
there.
But that's somebody else's property.
I know, but still.
Why don't they pee in your yard?
They do pee in my yard.
But why don't they only pee in your yard?
They do that as well.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, well, we take them for walks around the block.
Yeah.
Exercise and stuff.
Yeah, I know. But then you put them on the road. Walk them on the road.
Oh, my God.
Walk them on the road. It's so rude. It's so rude.
You're not going to stop a dog from peeing on those shrubs,
No,
Fiona.
I'm not, but you can. I think it's completely up to the owners. I think it's the height of rudeness. Like, especially, you got a garden there, and you want to go out on a Sunday and do some work, you know, and then you got to touch it. And it stinks.
Wear
gloves. That's not my problem. I should be able to get out there in the dirt with no gloves on.
It's your shrubs. Deal
no,
with it.
No. I would. Have you tried yelling?
Well, I would, except when I do see the dog going past the house and they see me, nothing happens.
Right. Yeah.
So I need to be able to catch them in the act, run out, and then, but I don't want to do that either, right? I mean, it's not I don't want to be that neighbor that comes out and yells at people either.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to either deal with it or remove those shrubs. Like, put them somewhere else.
Remove the bush.
I do have to tell you, though, other neighbors have confronted dog owners peeing on their garden, and the dog owners are actually very rude.
Yes, we all have to bend over because you have a dog. Ugh, don't even get me started. I don't hate dog owners.
I
don't
want to.
Sounds like you already, started.
No, but you know me. Okay, what I deal with is on garbage day, if I don't bring my cans in immediately, some dog owner throws his bag of poo in the bottom of my garbage can.
That's disrespectful.
Can, right?
Yeah.
Just as disrespectful as letting your dog pee on my hard work. Just as disrespectful. Have you tried praying? I think at this point you may be down to either like violence or praying. You can go either way.
Shem agrees with the praying.
Yes. But I don't know. I don't know. And maybe Mocha was onto something when I don't know if it works, but I know you can buy like those jars or cans or bottles of
spray bottles
of urine.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that stuff works. Maybe it does. I don't know. Have you ever tried that?
No.
You've never tried it, right?
No.
Wonder what that smells like.
Coyote urine?
Yeah. Is it thick?
Or fox pee?
Is it thick, you think? I imagine it to be thick.
I think it's normal.
You think, yeah?
Thick? Yeah. That's so gross. Anyway, Fiona, there you go. I don't know if we helped you or not, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
It was good to have your support.
Yeah. Okay. You have it. You have
it. Thanks for letting you, Ben.
Yes.
Appreciate you, Fiona. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
On KISS.
And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yu Cheng, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. Am I saying your name right?
Yes.
All right. What's going on? Why are you on FML today?
How can I navigate the tension between my wife and my mother?
How can you navigate the tension between your wife and your mother? Bro, if we had the answer to that...
Millionaires.
Anyway, Yu Chang, you wrote it says, "Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. My wife and mother have a strained relationship. She doesn't want to communicate with my mother and doesn't want me to either. She's also asked me not to share pictures of our child with my mother, effectively keeping her out of our child's life. I'm looking for a way to balance their concerns and ensure our child can still have a relationship with their grandmother. What happened? Why is the relationship so strained?"
So it added up ever since the pandemic, and a few things like financially, my mom has a few properties in China, and my wife feels like she should sell those properties to help us financially. And then plus on top of that, my wife feels like she wasn't helping out during the pandemic, and she wasn't being here with us, so in Canada. And things add up, and now they're not speaking to each other.
So wait a second, is your mom in China?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So your wife expected your mom, who lives in China, that when the pandemic started should have like helped you guys out financially just because she owns property in China, but also leave China to come to Canada to help y'all out?
So she feels like it's either or. If she can't come here, then she should help us financially. But if she's able to come here, then the financial problem will be set aside.
It was very difficult for people in China to come to Canada.
Yeah.
Right? And your mother, and I don't suspect that your mother is a young woman.
No.
So
yeah, but no. So her point is, she didn't show the willingness to help.
You're saying that the relationship is strained because your mother didn't want to sell her property to help you guys financially. To me, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons.
Like, you can't ask somebody to sell a house because you're having money troubles.
I understand.
Okay, so how do you feel about the situation?
I feel that I'm sort of on my mother's side.
Sort of, or you are?
I am.
Okay, so you've explained that to your wife, and she says what?
She said she doesn't understand.
That's a very difficult conversation to have. When your wife is warring with your mother, you can't... I guarantee you have not looked your wife in her face and said, "I'm on my mother's side."
No,
you have not.
Come on, bro.
Okay. Come on.
I feel like everything I say just makes matter worse.
Yes.
Right. Because no matter what you say or what your mom says, your wife will never, ever, ever come around to your side.
Yeah.
geez, man, one avenue you can go down is that for some reason your wife feels slighted by your mother because she wasn't willing to sell property to help you guys out during the pandemic. But I think that maybe the only way that you can work around this is you understand family dynamics and not everybody has to get along 100% of the time. But the one thing that is so easily avoidable is to let money problems break up relationships in a family, especially a money problem that didn't even exist. It's not like your mom sold a property, gave you guys the money, and then is expecting you to pay her back and you guys don't have the money. Like, that's real money problems. You guys have make-believe money problems, which is you had a problem financially and you thought that your mom could fix it all. She didn't want to get involved. And now the family's torn apart. There is no money problem. It's all your money problem. Your mom has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I agree. But she was staying on top of the issues as well. The way my mother says things from time to time, it just makes her feel good.
Things like what, though? Give us an example.
Yeah. So, for example, like, we want to send our son to a better school, and my mom doesn't see the point, which again comes down financially, because she feels like my mom isn't willing to give out extra money to send our son to a private school, for instance. But to my wife's point, if you have the extra money, why don't you give our grandchild a better life?
But
that's her money, though.
Is your mom rich?
No, not anymore. Like, she's retired.
Wait, but your mom was rich?
Sort of.
Like what kind of rich are we talking?
Not like golden toilet rich, not like you, Ross.
Oh.
She's not Ross rich. Yo, why is your wife looking for a handout? That's the thing I don't understand. Like, are you...
That must make you feel terrible, like you're not providing and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, are you, like, that much in financial distress that you need help?
It's so we're kind of living on paycheck by paycheck,
okay,
sort of, right now.
Yeah.
That's kind of normal, man.
Yeah, that's everybody, bro.
I feel like we should, like, to my point, right, I feel like we should be able to live by ourselves, not asking our mother for money.
And but I think you need to stress that to your wife, though.
I did. But then to her point, it's like, your mom has this much money to give us a better life. Why doesn't she do it?
Yo, what about your in-laws? What about your wife's parents?
They have been also providing already.
Oh.
I don't know if there's a way out of this, simply because of the distance. I think that your wife only sees your mom as a financial provider and not an emotional part of the family. Like, I don't think your wife cares if your son has a relationship with his grandmother, because to your wife, the grandmother is working her way out of the family simply because she won't provide cash.
Yeah, and also because my wife's mother has been coming over to help us with the child. So right. She feels like it's not fair.
Right, but your mom lives in China.
No, her parents are also in China.
Oh my God. Okay.
Damn, bro.
Your wife's got to stand up on her own 2 feet, man.
Or 4 feet, both of us.
Right. Well, yeah, you too.
Sure.
But your problem with all of this is that you are refusing to have a difficult conversation with your wife.
Because you're trying to avoid conflict.
I get that, man.
But still, man, like, this is...
Yeah.
This is a situation that needs to be settled.
Yeah. And you over money, you don't cut people out of your life, especially not over this. It's not like somebody made somebody else go broke. It's just the simple fact that your mom wouldn't sell a house to give you guys the cash from it. Like, this is a tough conversation that you're going to have with your wife, but you don't cut people out of your life for that.
Especially my mom.
Especially your mom.
Yeah.
That's not fair, your mom. That's your mom.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
Yu Chang, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.